Welcome back to Fireside Guard Live. We are here with head coach of Palmyra, Kevin Miles, after a hard-fought 35-zip game here in Centralia. Coach Miles, who was on your radar from Centralia tonight?
Well, I don't know if you can just pick out one kid. Centralia's got so many great kids. I mean, I'm terrible. The Hayes Camp kid's a darn good football player. You got the Shelton kid. I'm not good with names. So I know they have so many great football players here that we just came into the game knowing we had to be fundamental on both sides of the ball. And I thought we did early. I thought we did a lot of great things, and we did a good job keeping them in check. And you know, the Bennett kid's a good quarterback. And
did you expect the passing that you got out of him?
Yeah, we did. We knew he was a good pass. We knew he could throw the ball really well. He ran the ball well too. And, you know, we didn't think he was a great runner, but you know, he runs the ball just enough that you got to defend it. And our kids didn't do a good job late in the game of keeping him in check. And I thought he did a great job of doing that.
Coach, Palmyra held Centralia to 0 points in the first quarter. How'd you do that? I mean, was it you were on and still in? What was conditioning?
Well, we're a good team. I mean, we are. We're a young team. We're really young. I mean, you know, we probably only had about 4 or 5 kids that played significant varsity minutes last year. So we're a young team that's just learning every week. And I thought they worked hard this week in practice, and we're progressing every week. And I thought they did a great job of hitting their spots. We talked about being angry, being physical, and running downhill and hitting people when you get to the ball. So I thought they did a great job of doing those things tonight and early, and they kept doing it. In the first half, they did a great job. Second half, we did pretty good early, and then they kind of got away from us late.
Do you have a lot of players who are playing both sides of the ball tonight, sir?
Yeah, we did. And that's going to hurt a little bit. So our conditioning's a little bit off. We need to get in a little bit better shape. We had a lot of cramping with some kids. We have some good young kids that came in and filled some spots, but you know, we got to do some things a little bit better.
Last two questions, sir. One, who's next?
We have Macon next week. It'll be our homecoming at Palmyra. It'll be our first home game, so it'll be nice to get home. And at the last I heard, they were losing to Clark. I don't know what the final score ended up being. But, you know, we're excited to be home, and we know it's going to be another tough game. There are no off weeks in the Clarence Cannon Conference. And, you know, I'm proud of my kids and how we played against Centralia tonight, because they're going to be one of the best teams in the conference. So I'm proud of our kids and what we did, and we'll come out next week, and we'll continue to battle.
Respectfully, where do you see yourself growing between now and the opening of districts? I know that's a long ways away yet, but you've got three under your belt now, and you've been working hard every game.
And that's just it, and that's what we tell our kids. No one game to find your season, and you know, you can win a state championship and be 6-9. So all it really matters is what you do in week 10, and you know, our kids are going to continue to battle and continue to get better, and we will. So I think week 10 we'll be ready to battle and we'll be ready to go.
Thank you, Coach Kevin Miles.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Appreciate
on the road, sir. This Fireside Guard Live interview is made possible by the generous sponsorship of Adams Realty, where homes are sold.